Today, Governor Evers extended his administration's statewide mask mandate in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19 in the state. There are more than 100,000 cumulative cases of the virus here in Wisconsin. This comes on the heels of other coronavirus-related shakeups in the Evers administration. Last week, Governor Evers asked for and received the resignation of now former Secretary of Workforce Development Caleb Frostman, citing the months-long backlog to fill unemployment claims during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Our next guest joins us to talk about both of those stories. Laurel White is State Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
A lot going on, Laurel. Let's dive in. The mask mandate extended. What is going on?
So the previous mask mandate that the governor issued in July was set to expire on Monday. So it looks like he wanted to get a jump on that and not let that happen. He issued the new one today, and it's going to be in effect for 60 days, which is the maximum amount of time that one of these orders can be in place in Wisconsin. So the new order is set to expire on November 21st. If nothing happens in the meantime, and that could be another intervening order or legal action.
And this comes as Wisconsin is showing up on national websites now for states seeing big increases in COVID-19 positive tests. What did Governor Evers say about why he's extending this?
He said that we've entered a new phase in the COVID-19 pandemic in Wisconsin. He cited, you know, the recent record-setting days that we've had in Wisconsin. We know that we hit new all-time highs for daily cases on 2 days last week, on Thursday and Friday. He pointed to the prevalence of the virus in 71 out of the state's 72 counties, according to metrics that the state uses in terms of kind of volume of cases over time. And he talked about, you know, how schools and universities across the state have gone to in-person teaching in some instances, and how that has kind of changed the landscape for COVID-19 in Wisconsin.
What's been the response from Republican lawmakers to the latest order?
Well, they haven't been happy about it, to say the least. This is something that, you know, they've been opposed to for a while. They weren't thrilled with the last mask mandate that the governor put out in July. So this is several months in the making, obviously. Both Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss put out really harsh statements today. They said that they believe the governor's order is illegal, that it's stepping outside the bounds of, you know, law, basically. And Senator Fitzgerald actually said he believed that the mask mandate wasn't worth the paper that it was printed on. I think it's important to note, though, that neither of the leaders said that the legislature was going to convene to override the order, which is something that they can do. So that's an important distinction. You know, they're decrying this. They're saying they don't agree with it. They think it's illegal, but they're not taking that step to override it.
Any talk of court challenges?
We already have one court challenge Monday. That was from the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. And their legal argument was, you know, not super direct. I think it wasn't directly related to the mask mandate. It was related to the public health emergency that the governor declared that allows him to issue orders like this. Essentially, their argument in the lawsuit is saying that they don't believe the governor can issue multiple public health emergencies related to the same issue. So he put forward a COVID-19 public health emergency in March. He did another one for the first mask mandate, and now he's done a third one for this new mask mandate. So we're still waiting on a word from Will about how this affects, this new order affects the previous lawsuit for the previous mandate, if they're going to be able to kind of apply things to the new one or if it's going to require a new lawsuit. But a spokesperson for the agency said that they're looking into it, their lawyers are reviewing it, and they're going to let us know soon.
Turning to the story of the former Secretary of Workforce Development, Caleb Frostman, Governor Evers asked for and received his resignation. Why?
This is something that's been in the news a lot since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's the State Department of Workforce Development and the challenges that they've had with fulfilling unemployment insurance claims in Wisconsin. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the department has talked about staffing challenges. They've talked about challenges with technology. And those various limitations that they've pointed out have led to a backlog in the number of people that are getting the money that they depend on when they're out of work during the pandemic. So there's been this discussion between the Evers administration, between lawmakers and other stakeholders about how the administration has been handling it. And essentially what Governor Evers said when he asked Secretary Frostman to resign and receive that resignation was that he thought it was necessary at this point to have a change in leadership because he wasn't seeing the progress that he wanted to see in addressing the backlog.
So what happens next with workforce development and this effort to catch up on unemployment compensation?
So they're going to have new leadership at the top. Deputy Secretary within the Department of Corrections is going to be stepping into the leadership role at DWD in an interim capacity until the governor, you know, nominates someone to become a permanent replacement for Secretary Frostman. This is a Senate-confirmed position, of course, so whoever he nominates is going to have to go through that Senate process. And we're just going to see how they kind of go about addressing this in a different way. We know Secretary Frostman said that under his leadership, they worked to expand staffing at DWD. They brought in several hundred new people to handle claims from the middle of March until now. They've continually done that through transfers and hiring private contractors and hiring new folks. They've also extended call center hours to make, you know, the window wider for people to contact the state about claims. So it's going to be interesting to see if the new leadership at DWD kind of continues in the same vein or if they've got some new ideas.
Laurel, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Laurel White is state capitol reporter for WPR News. She joined us to talk about now former Department of Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman's resignation over unemployment claim backlogs and about the extension of Governor Evers' statewide mask mandate.